All right, so let's test, test, test.
Hello, hello.
We don't have a whole lot of time today. Probably 30 minutes. Oh, yeah, it is.
There we go. Now I can hear my beautiful voice.
You can hear you say, hey, Macarena.
Hi.
Welcome to the broadcast. I am Vicky B. We got the lovely, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And back again. And we did shame you a little bit last week.
That's fine.
Yeah, I just love saying shame. Makes me think Game of Thrones. Shame is Sailor Sage.
That's me.
And for a brief moment here, we actually had the third boy ever on the podcast, Rev. He kind of like busted in so he could charge his phone.
He should have stayed, but not really.
No, but you're going to... I'll post a picture.
Rude.
I feel like you can't knock in radio, though.
No, not really.
You could do like a wave and like a little dance outside.
I kind of looked at him, but we didn't. I was like, what are you doing? Are you looking for something? It was like we kind of met eyes, but not really. So screw you, Rev.
Screw you.
But people we don't want to screw. Wait, that's not. I can't segue. Sarah, what is the contact info?
Facebook, The Broad-Cast. Twitter, at The Broadcast 999. Insta is the same as that, The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Just a heads up, when you leave a text message, I immediately see it. So even if I don't respond, like I got it. So you're like basically sending it to my phone because I have it on all the time.
Good.
So as it should be.
Dun, dun, dun.
But today's podcast, it's a little different than boys and sex. And
I love boys and sex, though.
I do, too.
Woo! Yeah.
We're going to talk technology, though.
Okay.
I know you guys
we love technology.
Very excited about this.
It's a love and hate relationship.
It really is.
Right. Like... So, like, right now, like, Mark Zuckerberg is in the news for all that craziness. Yeah. You know, he's, like, talking to people and stuff I'm only half paying attention to be completely honest.
I'm only paying attention to all the memes that are, like,
yes, that's what I'm
so
paying attention
to. Funny, or, like, he was apparently, like, sitting on, like, a booster seat or
something. Yes, I saw that one, too. My favorite one is where he's answering. It's, like, we sell ads. And then, like, there's a little thing on the bottom someone added, and it says smile. It looks like, like smile, and he does look like a freaking robot.
He really does. But you've seen the photo of how many cameras are in front of him, right?
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Is there a lot? Like,
oh, there's like 25, 30 people in front of him with
like lights and cameras,
like within 5 feet.
I would ask myself
exactly.
I would, seriously, so, like
I wouldn't be
cry.
Able to act human. I'd be like, oh god,
I don't know what to do. So it's like I kind of don't blame him. Although my favorite meme, it's like, remember when you wanted to start something to rate hot chicks or whatever?
Yep.
And now you're stuck at doing these whatever. What is it called? Not a press conference, but
I don't know,
a media, whatever.
Yeah, but I did find this article because everyone says what you should and shouldn't be posting on Facebook. My favorite are the people.
It's gonna be on the internet forever.
Yes, I love the dumb people that post memes incorrectly. I never get into the political stuff. Like, I avoid it. But one person posted a meme, and it was... Because I have no problem with the kids marching for their rights. I'm like, that's awesome. They're going to be voting in the next election. All those kids in high school will be voting. Like,
well,
they
yeah.
will be voting so, age, I should say.
To think. Yeah.
So it's like, it's awesome that they're taking part of something. They're thinking. Even if they... Like, I'm not going to say all those kids weren't out there because, hey, it's a free day off class or whatever. Like, the day that happened, like, the walkouts. But it's like, you know what? They're doing something. They're expressing their First Amendment rights. They're learning whether you believe in what they're standing up for or not. But to talk trash about them is a little silly to me.
Like, they're not just reposting crap on Facebook like 99% of Americans these days. Right. They're actually out there doing something that they truly believe in.
Right.
Well, that most of them truly believe
right.
in.
Right. And even like the walks that happen on the weekend, I'm like, they're doing something. You know, they're expanding their minds. They're not just sitting at home. They're taking action, which is a very beautiful thing, I thought. And this guy posted, it was a meme, and it was basically, it's like, oh, yeah, the kids that were eating Tide Pods last week are now, you know, like experts in, you know, Congress and gun laws, and it's a stupid millennials or something. And I had like, the millennial thing's a very touchy subject for me because I hate it. Oh, I hate it when people either use that term like to degrade someone.
First of all, those kids are not millennials.
And
we are millennials.
The youngest.
They are Generation Y.
Yes. The youngest millennial is 21, 22, I believe.
I think it's 23 right now.
Something like that. And it goes up to 20 or 37.
30, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So we are the millennials. These kids are not millennials.
And like, second of all, I'm going to assume that the kids eating the Tide Pods were not the same ones doing this. It's kind of dumb to like group them all together that way.
It's not correlated.
It's not too, like, if they were like, we are pro guns, and those same kids say we are against guns over the course of a month, then that might be a thing. But this is not the case. So I had to really sit down and be like, let me just tell you, I don't care what you stand for. Like,
did you write on that?
I actually wrote.
Oh,
I'm like, I will let you say, like, that is, first of all, millennials, we are like, I'm pretty sure the guy who posted it, I think he's a millennial too.
Probably.
And it's like, he's like, well, that's not the point of this meme. And it's like, no, but it's, do you understand that what you're putting on the internet is a reflection of who you are? That you don't care. You believe so much in one opinion that you don't care that you're posting false information or inaccurate information. That just shows what kind of a person you are. I just want you to understand that. And he got all mad. He's like, I don't care why everyone's on my case and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, I just don't believe in what they're, you know, I'm like, well.
Then post something different.
Like, then post it accurate. Go make the same meme, but make it right, idiot. Like, I don't care what you, like, if you don't believe that they should be marching, that's totally fine. That is your opinion. But post correct information.
Do you know what's really been irritating the hell out of me lately?
Rant session. Let's do it.
Oh, yes. Rant session. The people, like, I have a few friends that they're more acquaintances. Like, one of them I briefly dated.
Mm-hmm.
That always troll on the comments. So they'll, like, read through comments and, like, you know, backtalk or talk to, you know, other people's comments. Like, I get it. Going through comments and, like, looking at stuff, there's always going to be something that you find that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the point of re-commenting on it, some stupid, ignorant crap? No one cares. Like, are you just trying to get into an argument?
Like, is this, like, on, like, a part, like, little pages, or is this like a meme, like, and then it's like on, like, the whole world can see a comment and it's liked 100 million times or whatever?
And like, like, I have friends that go onto those
and just
and will just comment on other people's comments, like, you know, just being super rude to them or that kind of stuff. And it's just like,
it's like, start something.
It makes me so anxious. I'm like, why do you guys do this? It stresses me out just thinking commenting on someone's,
somebody you don't even know.
Yeah, because I commented on, there was a herb.com article about something in, like, I don't know, where was it? Like, Indiana or something, about how the governor was going to, like, turn down legalization and all this stuff. And I literally copied and pasted a direct quote from this guy from the article, because I read the entire article. And I put it in because I wanted to comment on it, because I was literally the first person commenting on this article. And I commented, or pasted it in there, and then I put my thoughts of, because basically his thing was, well, we don't know what it does to people, like, you know, it has no medical benefits and, like, all this stuff. It was just such an asinine comment that this guy made. And I had so many people commenting on my comment being like, you're stupid, why do you think this way? Because they didn't actually read
the
article,
whole comment,
and
or
they
the article.
Didn't realize that my comment, the first part of it,
was from his article.
Was from him. It wasn't
me. They didn't
talking.
Read the whole thing.
It was
thing.
Even in quotes. Like,
God, people are dumb.
I was just sitting there like, you guys are freaking,
I would have just copied and pasted at that point. Read the whole comment. Read my whole comment. Read my whole comment.
Or read the whole article.
Yeah, read the article. Like, there was actually one person that was like, I'm sorry, I didn't read the actual article. And I'm like, then don't comment.
Right.
Yeah. I think people do it on those kind of things, though, because they actually don't know the people. because they're going to have no like repercussions from it, you know?
That's just stupid to me. Like I don't understand.
Oh, it's unnecessary drama, but some people feed off that.
I mean,
they feed off irritating
someone.
That's going
to better you. Like, I don't know. I'm all about this whole like, screw negative thoughts kick right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, girl.
And so for me, I'm just like, you know what? I'm trying to take that kind of crap out of my life right now. Sorry, this is a really long rant.
I know. No, that's the point. We got to let it out.
But yeah, it's just been driving me insane lately. Like, I'm on the verge of deleting Facebook because of it.
No, I even see some, like, even from, like, shows I watch or, like, you know, like, and this and that. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. And then you just read, like, a comment that's just like, what the hell? But then you see, like, 850 people liked it. And then you're like, what? And then it's like a loot. And then I just want to read what everyone else is saying because I just so.
Like, I get that reading it. But, like, I have this one friend in particular on my Facebook who will go through and be like, you fat son of a bitch, or you stupid C word, like all of this stuff. Like,
what?
Why?
Yeah, at that point, like, it's like, I'm starting to delete those people. Like, I don't like the people who announce it. I'm going to delete some of you guys who have, like, I don't care what you believe in. Because honestly, like, I'm just a human. Like, maybe what I believe in is wrong. So I like to keep an open opinion. But you yelling and screaming isn't making me want to change my opinion because you're not proving anything wrong. You're just screaming the loudest.
Yeah.
And that's not going to help.
But I would definitely tell you if they're actually your friend that you're going to delete them.
Like, I'm not going to tell them. I don't care. Like, because most of the people I delete, they're not like Facebook like friends. They're not like my friend. If Sarah, you said something very outrageous that I completely wouldn't agree with, like, or, like, not that you would ever say this, but it's like, I believe gay marriage should be banned, and be like, yeah, I know what. I might have to like completely like block you at the very, not block, but unfollow you.
Yeah. But I want you to know that, or you to tell me that.
I don't know if I'd care that much to like want to get into that argument. I'm like, are we going to fight?
No, but like, I want to like unfriend you or whatever, you know? Okay. Like, I had to like ditch a friend on Facebook and I was like, I feel weird about this, but I'm going to let you know that like I'm completely unfriending you from everything.
I like the unfollow button.
Whatever. There's like, so many different buttons.
Like, I love you, Mom. Unfriend. I love you, Mom, but you are unfollowed.
Right.
None of the crap that you post is on my feed. We're still friends.
It's like me and there's a guy that I briefly was seeing for a while. And like, I was just like, I don't really care what your updates are. And it kind of bums me out, you know, so I'm just going to unfollow you. And I haven't seen any of his stuff for like a year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
The unfollow button.
It's glorious. So I'm like, if I ever need to contact you, it's easy. But I'm good. But we still have Facebook. And part of the reason I have Facebook is because of work.
Yeah.
But I found this article from VT. And it's 9 things you might want to delete from your Facebook page, like now.
6.
Never deleting those.
So, true story, and I actually had this conversation with a buddy. I have this app called KeepSafe, and you can pay for it if you want like a bigger storage, but it's basically almost like a Dropbox, but it's locked down. So you need a passcode every time. Like, if I step away from the app basically to go to another app, I have to go and log the passcode in again.
Oh, this is like on your phone.
On my phone. So I used to keep all my D-pics on there. Or like when I was seeing
a guy.
And
your pics, your nude pics.
Oh, I still have those. In my KeepSafe folder.
Yeah.
So when a guy's like new and I'm like, I'm kind of liking you. He's like, ooh, send me a sexy picture. I'm like, I'm in my pajamas and I do not want to. I had one from a couple months ago. Here you go. I looked great that day. Wasn't bloated or anything. Looking pretty saucy. Save that one. So, but that's where I keep all my D-pics. I don't keep them on Facebook anymore. Because you never know.
You never know. They're still in the cloud, though, right?
I mean, it depends if you let stuff go on the cloud.
I don't even know, but I took a picture of my boyfriend's
junk.
Yeah, and he was like, all right, whatever. And I was like, what if it's in the cloud? And my dad and
clown?
I, we have the same cloud. And like what
just
if...
Just say I sent it to you and it was a listener who sent it to me.
He's going to notice my room.
I was trying to help. I got
like
nothing.
In the background.
I thought it was a close-up. Okay, I don't know. I try to help.
I'm just saying, Vicky had a guy over. It's fine.
It's like, you know, she needed a place. You know, she can't do it at her parents' house.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
You can use me anytime you want, Sarah, for that. But just send me a text
throw
so I
you
don't.
Under the bus.
You can throw me under the bus. Just send me a text so I know it's coming. So it'd be just like, you're at my house. I'm like, no, I haven't been to your house in weeks.
And then I'd be like,
I don't know what you're talking about. Yep, you just saw George's dong.
Sorry, babe.
But according to this article, one of the things it says that you should delete off your Facebook page is your phone number. People who have their phone numbers on there. So I will let you guys in on a little secret. I'm sure Sarah knows this one.
I think I have my phone number on there.
So people can search for you via your phone number on Facebook. So if I have your number, you know, you hook up with a guy at a club, you have numbers, you can put that phone number in the search and you will find the person if they connected their phone. So when listeners, via text message, when Steve and I are having a bad day and listeners are being real trolly and just big a-holes to us, talking how dumb we are, how ugly we are, whatever, Steve and I will go through and be like, Steve, you ready for this? Or vice versa. We'll find their number and go see if they have a Facebook page. Or when guys are really filthy, like, Vicky, I want to do it. I'll look them up and be like, honey, you look like you're 16. Or honey, you look like you're 100.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, we know that if you're making fun of us, we will secretly make fun of you too.
Wait, how do we, I don't want my number on mine. Is there a benefit to having it on there?
It's for searching, I think. Or if for whatever reason you're, like, I think if you forget your password or something, you can reset it with your phone.
Yeah, I don't even know where to see it. Anyways,
because I think you can see it like when you go to like about me, right?
I mean, you can make it visible, but you could also make it private. Yeah. But you could still have your number.
Invisible.
No,
yeah,
but you can have it to where if somebody did search for that number, they could find you that way.
Which I've done that a few times. When I've gotten like weird like phone calls and stuff. So I look them up on Facebook to see if
you know
track
them.
Down who it is.
Dude,
you didn't
this
know
is
that?
Some catfish business right here. That's what's up. That's what I want to do that.
No. Even Max in the building,
right?
I love that show.
I love them so much. Like really though,
I've only seen one episode in that because I was hanging out with Sarah.
Neve got married, and his wife is so pretty. Sorry, she's like in every episode now, and she's so pretty.
I love Max. That gray hair.
That gray, yeah. His wife's really pretty too.
But yeah, so you probably
moving on to number two.
Sorry,
I was just saying, just don't, at least if you're gonna have your number on Facebook, at least don't have it visible because that's never a good idea.
I need to when I get on like a computer, I'm gonna check this out because I'm deleting that if it is.
All right, this one I'm not sure about. It says your birthday because personal details such as your address and your birthday can be used to access your bank account, change personal passwords on electronic devices, and basically pave the way to forging your identity.
But I love when everyone wishes me a happy birthday.
Well, you can put it in there without your year, which I think I have mine. So if you just take the year out, it will just say the month and the day.
I did that on Twitter. It says I'm like born in 1950 or something.
That's actually kind of funny.
Like made a random day. Yeah, I should do that for Facebook too.
Yeah,
or just erase the
1805.
Which? The next thing you should delete off Facebook is your boss. We all know that we are different at work than how we are at home and that those two different aspects of our life should never cross over too much. So unless you want your manager to see you half cut and celebrating New Year's Eve in a shopping trolley, you might want to unfriend them. Here's the cool thing about working here.
No one cares.
No. Like there's stuff that I can't post because my bosses are on there.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think my Instagram would be a little bit more
raunchy,
stoner-esque.
Oh,
if it wasn't Stonery. For the fact that I have like everyone at
and
work
I got
following me,
Steve, BJ, Hair Club, Ryan Castle, like all the bosses.
Yeah,
I still want to post kind of raunchy things if I
well,
have the
balls
to.
You're Sarah,
yeah, but you don't. Yeah.
I don't really care if all of them see. Like, I really don't at all.
Yeah, but you don't post raunchy things like of yourself in general. Like,
no,
you don't,
but I
you
want
don't.
To. That'd be dope.
I sent you the boudoir pictures.
No, but I'm just nervous too, just of myself.
That's fair.
But I will say, my other job, I was actually friends on social media with my manager before she became my manager. So, and I'm like, oh, I can't just like delete you. That's awkward.
The cool thing is, you can hide posts from certain people. You can make groups. So I have a group of like family. Like when I post something about like a tattoo or whatever, and I'll just say, make this post visible to everyone except these people.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder how many things there are that we like don't see because people have us in those kind of groups. Dude,
if you want to be real passive aggressive, if you want one person to see something, like you want to make sure like one guy, like one person likes it, just make it like nobody could see that except this one person.
And you know that one person's going to be there with that other one person. They're like, oh, did you see what's his status? And then like they're going to look and then no. Drama!
No, so that is a thing I might have done before. Like when I've gone through a breakup and like I was still friends with them on Facebook, like I made sure like all these quotes, like the quote ones, I was very passive aggressive and very like heartbroken. So I just like kept sharing these posts, but nobody could see them except me and him. So that nobody would ask me questions, but I wanted him to be like, read this. I'm very upset with
so
you right now.
Extra.
Oh, yeah. Very extra.
Wow. Vindictive.
A little bit. Number four is details about young relatives. So you might think it's cute to give a daily update on what your cute little cousin or newborn daughter just learned to say, do, or eat, but it's worth considering that they may not want that information to be hanging out at a later date. So just put yourself in that position. Would you want pictures of yourself on the potty on the internet?
My dad always says that. Like whenever I post stuff about like my little sister, he's like, I don't know about that.
I feel like if you're not doing it too often and you're not giving out specific details, like that's weird to me.
The stuff that I post, like I'll post a video of her playing with my hair or teaching me a song on the piano, like
Yeah,
it's just stuff like that. Oh my
God,
if
I had kids, I would so probably take hella pictures and tell everyone what they're doing.
See, like,
but like as a baby, if my parents were like, "Oh yeah," I was like, "You eat cereal now, and you like to say the word." Screw you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I would nowadays, I'd be like, I don't, why would I, why would that bother me at all?
I mean, some people get all like weird. They don't want their baby pictures, their kid pictures.
I don't necessarily like, yeah, I want my like hoo ha and stuff. Like,
right. Which I'm pretty sure that would get flagged real fast.
Like, that would be a little weird. But like, what I'm doing, yeah, I'm a cute kid. I mean, tell everyone about me.
And that's why like I had to make my personal Instagram account because I have a lot of my family on there. And so I completely make that private and people still add me. And it says, this is a private page because I want to post pictures of my nieces and nephews and not have people that I don't know liking and looking at these pictures.
That's why I'm on Facebook because I don't want to see everyone's status and me be like, who the hell are you?
Right.
Yeah. I need to clean my Facebook.
I do too, really.
I have way too
much. Just make sure to make that announcement. It's cleaning, spring cleaning season, people.
If you made the cut, feel lucky.
I just delete.
I feel like that's even better. But yeah, like I wouldn't want like that information is like, oh, she's at school. Oh, she's going to be staying at this at a friend's house. Like, I feel like that's too much information to share.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, my daughter's going to go to her first sleepover at Sally's house. Like, I feel like that's just dangerous.
Sally's about to get killed and so is your kid.
Right. Ugh. So it's another thing to get deleted is your quote unquote friends. It's like, remember Janet from the fourth grade? No, then why are you still Facebook friends with her?
So true.
I need to go and do that too.
I have those and then I'm like, who are you? And I'm like, oh yeah, I went to high school with you and I never talked to you.
I have my second grade teacher on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And there's a funny story, but because I posted a picture, I found her class photo and it was two classes combined. So there was like 40, 50 kids in this class photo. And so we're like, hey, let's do a game where we all tag each other and see how many we can get tagged in this picture that we are all still in contact with. And someone tagged the teacher and someone's like, oh man, Miss DeShane was a fox. She's like, thanks, or something like that. It's like, hey, she was awesome. And she's like, thanks. And so I thought it'd be funny to add her. And now it's like, why did I add this woman who lives in Montana? Like, cool. She doesn't remember me.
I've got this one friend, quote unquote, from high school who, she was just a bitch, to be honest. Like, I didn't really like her, but she hung out in our group. And she has gone on this whole, like, you know, pyramid scheme crap lately.
Uh-huh.
And so she would always send me messages, like, about once a month, being like, hey, I got this new product, blah, 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 like, all this stuff. And so I delete her constantly. And then about a month later, she'll try to re-add me. And like, and I've been dumb in the past and just been like, oh, whatever. Like, just gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, no, screw you. Get out of my life.
I don't want your schemes, lady.
I always do the, like, they always add me to the group and I immediately get out and then they add me again. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to delete you completely.
It's like, you were a bitch to me when we were in high school. I'm not going to buy your stuff.
Yeah, even
now,
if you wanted her stuff, like I'd be like, no.
No.
I'm going to buy from someone else.
Exactly.
Another thing you should delete is location services. So it's like, hey, I'm in this city or I'm here. I'm at this restaurant. Like, unless it's like
checking in.
I mean, it's location. Sometimes when you make a post, it will automatically, depending on your settings, post where you're from or where you are at when you make that post.
It's weird. That one's weird.
I think checking in when you like, hey, I'm specifically going to this restaurant to check out this restaurant. This post is about this restaurant.
Yeah.
Then sure, that makes sense to me. But just like, hey, I'm in Lake Stevens. I'm in Seattle. Like that, that's a little weird.
Or if like you're out of town or like your whole family or whatever.
And that's the next one. Seven holiday plans is if you're going to be going to Vegas for a week, people are going to know there's nobody at your house.
Yeah. And my dad's super crazy about that. And we were both out of town last weekend. So I was very like, okay, like, can I post? Like, are you going to post? Like, you know, and he was like, no, I'm having Joey check on the house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, good. Because our house was completely empty for like 4 days.
I probably shouldn't ask this. We have an alarm system at my parents' house because my dad works for Comcast and it's pretty freaking cool because I can check in right now and look at the status of like who's at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, like you guys have cameras
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got cameras and like
it takes a picture.
Yeah. Like if there's a package gets dropped. I can't freaking talk today. If there's a package that gets dropped off, like it alerts my dad. Like I was sitting over at my dad's house last Wednesday because I was working from there and he texts me and he goes, hey, did a package just arrive? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm working. And he's like, go check the door. There's a package there. And I was just like,
Stop, Dad.
Damn it. Actually, no, I have it live right now. And whenever anybody drives near the house, it's like it takes a picture and says motion. Like, so it knows something kind of walked or moved around, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, except I would not want someone spying on me like that. I feel like it's like an invasion of privacy.
It's not spying. It's the front door. It's like not like it's happening inside.
I know, but like if like my coworker and her husband are like going through a tough time right now, and so they live in the same house and they have that, and like he can see like when she's coming home and when she's leaving, and if there's friends there or over or whatever, and I'm like, that is weird to me. Like even like I'm not hiding in my dad and I live together. We don't have an exciting life, but like it just is not okay.
I mean, I don't know. It is crazy.
He'd be like, so why is Becky over? Why is Georgia? Why is it? And I'm like, I don't know. Stop. Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you are that person, like, I think it's a personality thing. If you're the kind of person that can't help themselves and you're going to be checking every whatever. But I think it's funny because when I'm like, hey, that was me when I came home and that's me when I left. There I am. There's a picture of me. I think that's funny. But so this is weird. Great. Like if somebody ever were to steal packages from us or steal anything. Yeah. And we've had people like try to break in before. So this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But speaking
of... The pros outweigh the cons.
Right. So speaking of being safe, you should never put your credit card details or your photos of your IDs. I had to tell a girl, she's like, I got my new ID card. I like my driver's license. I'm like, honey, I don't think it's a good idea to be posting your address on Facebook. If you can blur it out, that'd be great. But it's just a nice, kind suggestion. Yeah, she just deleted the post. I'm like, how dumb are you?
Cover it up, like all of the actual information.
Mm-hmm. Just like just crop it.
You can literally just cover it up with your finger. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Another one is 9 is your relationship status. It's like, because it's kind of hard trying to switch from relationship to in a relationship to single. Like, that's for me. I don't have mine up there.
I don't even know if I have mine up there.
I'd have to check.
I think I do.
I just don't. Or whenever I have been in a relationship and I go to single, I just delete it so nobody could see that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't get all the whys and stuff.
Yeah. I don't have to answer questions.
That's what I did last time.
But yeah, like, I'm just kind of wish I could delete Facebook.
I would so be in a relationship if my boyfriend had a Facebook.
We should make him a fake one.
He would kill us.
It wouldn't be him. It'd be Johnny Rubbers.
I told him he should make a fake one, or I told him, like, Instagram, you don't even have to have your name. Like, it's just a... whatever you want it to say, you know? And he was like, he's all about like the government, like taking over, like finding our information and all that. And I'm like, oh dear baby Jesus. Okay. And I'm like, well, I'm screwed. So,
I mean,
sorry.
Shifting gears a little bit, I found this article and it's kind of like what you were saying. What interested me in this article first was the comments. I wanted to see the comments because it said, take that stupid thing off your phone. Pop sockets are a waste of money. I have a pop socket on my phone.
I have two.
Yeah.
Because I have a plus. And I've got tiny little hands.
I love it because I love because I can hold on to it, my phone, without it slipping. I can make it a stand.
Yep.
And I like playing with the...
When I first saw them,
fidgeting.
I was like, why? And like, I personally don't think they're very attractive looking. And I was like, it just adds clunkiness to your phone. Like, and I really just thought it was to hold it.
Yeah, look, that's it is.
That's like, but
if I had a normal case, it would be that exact same thickness.
Well, I think
I just have a bumper.
Chunky anyway. But I really just thought it was like to hold it. And I was like, really, people can't just hold their phone. But then when Vicky was like, no, you can like stand up and blah blah, I was like,
there's actually
a purpose.
Well, I mean, like with mine, because mine's a plus. Like if I'm just holding it like this,
describe how you're holding it for the people listening.
So I'm holding it without the pop sockets. Okay. So just like 4 fingers behind, thumb on the front. I can't get all the way over unless I'm like about to drop it.
Dang,
but
that phone's so big.
When I have the pop sockets out, I can put my hand on it.
Like through them, kind of.
Through them. And it's a lot easier and it's way more secure because this thing is way too freaking expensive to drop on the floor.
How much was it? $1,000? Is that the one that was like...
No. But I have no idea. But still I pay like $30 a month for it. And
oh, that's not bad, actually.
No, but it's still over the course of a couple...
2 years.
2 years.
So that's quite a bit.
But I found this article and I was like, oh, well, I want to see what they think. Like, is there a reason we shouldn't be using pop sockets? Is there something better? Is this bad for the environment?
Is it bad for like your...
Is it gonna mess up my is it bad for my hands? Is it gonna mess up my phone or what's going on here?
Nothing.
So
nothing.
So apparently, just if you look at the article, it was from like theoutline.com. The first thing just says, take that stupid thing off your phone, it's a waste of money. And it says, have you ever used a pop socket? Are you using a pop socket right now? If the answer to either of those questions is yes, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Yes, I'm serious. Navigate away from this page and take a good, long, hard look at yourself and the decisions that have brought you here. Then maybe come back after you've filled with the appropriate amount of self-loathing.
Why are you so angry?
So mean.
Right, exactly. And so I'm like, okay, well, what you think in person? And then the next
week. Did you remove yourself and think about it?
I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, give me a reason. I want to know, like, why is this bad?
Yeah.
Next thing says, burn it with fire. By the way, this is, if you do it on your phone, you have to go through, like, slides. It's like 14 of them.
Yeah. Wasn't it like Belvedere Vodka
every other slide was an ad for vodka.
Because I tried to read it. I got through like three slides because I was like, this is just
making you want vodka.
Stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, it says 25 million pop sockets have been sold in the first 11 months of 2017. I'm like, okay. It's like, why the word pop socket has to be written like that because it's a capital B brand. While these things do pop, there's absolutely no socket involved, and they attach to your phone using a suction cup. First of all, that is not true. There is no suction cup. It's an adhesive that you can take off.
And it is a socket. Let's be real. In the actual design,
like
it's a freaking socket.
Can it stick to things?
Like this?
Yeah.
So the cool thing with this guy is that you can buy an attachment for your car, and it just holds on right there.
And it's awesome, because then I can just
poop
for GPS
and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually, like, suction or whatever to, like, a window. No.
It says, took the creator 3 years, David Barnett, the founder, to design these monstrosities, according to this person. And it's apparently somehow more useless than a fidget spinner. Just think about that. All the things, it just sticks to the back of your device and literally does nothing else.
That's what I thought. I thought it was just...
Yeah, right. But I mean, it's got so many other... this bitch.
It's like, you know what else sticks to the back of things while contributing nothing to society? Literal parasites. I'm like, okay.
So
apparently 40 countries have been invested since November 2017. It's like pock sockets for business. There's actually a legitimate combination. You know, you can actually get custom printed pop sockets for your business, which I thought was pretty cool.
Face.
And then like this person's like all bitchy.
Like your boyfriend's
tong.
But somewhat like, so it's, they're complaining now. It's like, but it's comfy in my hand. It takes selfies so much better. It doesn't look that embarrassing. Come on. So this person's making fun of people who would say that. It's like, it's impressive, and I mean terrible, that someone not only sat down and designed this slightly sticky hunk of plastic, but sold it and marketed it to the masses. This person's just complaining, and it
says... I think they're just mad that they didn't come up with it.
Yes! Yeah.
They're just mad that it's so popular and that somebody actually branded it.
And it says, like, oh, this isn't... Pop sockets are indicative of everything that's wrong with the idea of the economy. They're useless pseudo-luxury good and does nothing other than momentarily sustain a person's want for more. It's like, okay.
What do you mean
what
a
would
want,
you want for more?
Like, oh, I want the next best. It's like, okay.
They're all the exact same. There isn't like models. Like,
no. Like, I think there probably will be. I think they're thinking more stuff that you can add to your phone for your selfies, like, because you can get a selfie light, which I got only because I needed to get the free one-day shipping. And I was like, screw it, I'll do that, because it's cool. Like, if you take pictures of something, it'll make, like, not necessarily for a selfie for me, but... So I'm thinking, okay, well, let me see if anybody agrees in the comments, because I was expecting this article to say something like, you know, the amount of waste these pop sockets produce.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like K-cups. Yeah. And I didn't find anything that convinced me not to have a pop socket. So I'm reading like the first comment on here from a lady named Julie. And she says, one, there is no suction cup involved. Two, it helps grip the phone when my hands say, no, not today. So yay, carpal tunnel. And it doubles as a kickstand, great for going down the YouTube rabbit hole. Four, there's cute designs. And five, there's a mount for your car that you can buy. And these aren't relatively expensive. Like, it's $10,
$9. Yeah, it's $9 for these, and it's the same price for the little
mount
thing.
And the mount goes right into your vent. Mm. So your little heater, so it just plops right in there. I'm sure there's other ones, too.
Yeah, because the one that I have is just adhesive, and I drive a Mini, so it's got, like, the really big... like center console.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I just put it on the side that I, because let's be honest, I'm not going to be doing 180 in my Mini, so I don't really need to see that.
Fair enough. But like, I mean, for me, I mean, granted, my phone case before I bought the pop socket, I already had a metal thing on my case, so I have my thing on there. But if I didn't have this case, if I got another phone, I definitely need the pop socket, because it fits with any like phone. But yeah, I've kept reading everybody in this girl. Summer writes, I love how this article talks about corporate greed, yet there are more ads for vodka than actual written content. Whoever wrote this is a disappointment to their parents, probably.
Do you know what we should do? We should find out who wrote this. We should find out where they work, and we should just send them a ton of pop pockets.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
That'd be hella funny.
Although that's way too much money. But
yeah. Not worth it.
Just like email them photos of pop sockets every day.
And this person says, wow, I don't like something because it made a lot of money and everyone likes them. I'm going to say people are stupid for buying them. It's all I'm getting from this article.
Basically.
But yeah, there's so many people. Kimberly writes, I have rheumatoid arthritis and often the pop socket's the only way that my sore and clumsy hands can use my phone. So try it. Like my mom.
Shut down.
Yeah, everybody's like, I'm constantly dropping my phone. $10 is cheaper than buying a new screen.
Exactly.
It's like
or a new phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like this was a really dumb. So it was kind of nice to see going to a comment section, everyone agreeing.
Yeah.
For once.
Was there anyone on there that was like?
I didn't see anybody. Like, I mean, I don't. I went down. I was trying to literally find anybody, and I couldn't really see it. Maybe they're hidden away, like at the very bottom or something. But like, I have two on the back of my phone. Oh dear. Guess the author's really gonna hate my guts. To be clear, I have them for a perfectly acceptable reason. But that author probably doesn't care. It's like, okay, cool.
The author wants all of you to die.
I'm gonna tell this author to see a therapist. First of all, and get laid.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm thinking. If we want to go conspiracy theorist. This person's getting paid by PopSocket. And this just brought a lot of like people loving PopSocket. They're like, I'm going to buy another one to spite you.
Yeah,
I doubt it, but that's a possibility.
And here's some vodka, too.
Yeah.
Double money.
Yeah, that whole vodka thing really rubbed me the wrong way.
Right. I don't know. Like, make it an actual blog if you really care. I don't think you care.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the person's name because there's too many vodka ads. But one last thing, since we are talking technology, and this doesn't happen very often, and something that I always make fun of Sarah for, the New York Times actually just came out with an article. It says, in an era of smart things, sometimes dumb stuff is better.
Yeah, dumb stuff and people and things.
Woo!
It's me in a nutshell.
So it's talking about how some things are better than others, like dumb, non-electronic. So you do have your dad's old iPhone, mm-hmm. but it's only Wi-Fi.
Correct.
Which you use for work.
Yes.
But your day-to-day phone
is a dumb phone.
It's a flippy phone.
Old school Octane, which has like the normal.
What is an Octane?
My brother had that phone when I was in high school or right out of high school.
Which has the normal like keypad in the front and then does flip open for a keyboard. So it's not just a flip phone. It does have a keyboard. It's a really, really, really bad camera.
It's
no
third
front
one.
Screen.
16-bit camera.
It's like my third or fourth one or something. I know.
At this point, they're going to get so vintage that it's going to cost more than to buy an iPhone at some point.
Right? Everyone's going to want this.
Aren't they like repackaging the old Nokia brick phones?
Dude, that
would be
great.
I swear I saw an article about that.
Jesus.
Yeah, I tried to take a picture of my boob the other day and it was really funny. You could not tell at all.
Did it just look like a bald man's head?
Or like two balloons?
It really, really did. It was like, and then I was looking back at my pictures because I forgot I saved it like a few days ago. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I kind of look at it and I like zoomed in and I was like, what? And I was like, oh my God, that's one of my boobs. Cool.
I love you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rocking the old phone still.
But I don't have a whole lot of time left before the other guys come into podcast. So I just quickly run down this list and see if you guys agree.
Okay.
A wristwatch versus like a smartphone, like watch, like an Apple Watch.
Disagree.
Agree.
What would you prefer?
I want the actual watch, not a smartwatch. I don't want my text to come up.
Smartwatch or just using your phone as a watch?
No, like an Apple Watch.
Oh, regular.
Regular.
I think there's so many more cooler designs, and they're really cheap. If you go to Amazon, you get like a $12 really fancy looking watch.
It's just so weird when people are
it's
like
jewelry.
Like I saw someone talking into theirs the other day, and I was like, "This is."
Can you even do that?
Yeah,
you can answer
like
text and
out
stuff.
A text.
Like I know you can answer text and stuff. I didn't know that you could like
speak in it. He was speaking in it, unless he was high.
There's
but,
some smart
right, Spock. Let's get out.
Smart. Right? Some smart watches are cool. I think if like you're a runner or whatever, I think that idea is kind of
cool.
Yeah,
like the Fitbits and that kind of stuff. I get that. It serves
a
purpose.
I don't even believe in Fitbits,
but
to
it's
be
not a watch.
Well, like whatever is the supposed to be like burning calories or whatever.
I watched an Adam Ruins Everything and he ruined Fitbits for me. So I'm like, yeah, I don't want to buy another one. So I was given one and I'm like, I'm not spending money on one right now just because you ruined it for me, Adam.
Way to go.
How about a regular car mount instead of a smart car console? So would you rather just have something to, like, put your phone in that's going to just have, you know, like we do. God, oops, I hit buttons on the console. Okay. Speaking of technology, then I'm messing up. Would you rather just have your phone mounted, you have everything you need there, you know, your GPS and your music? Or would you rather have that smart car console, like your connected car?
I see what you're saying. Dude, I'm so old school. I still have a GPS that... Like a newbie. Like, you remember newbies?
I have a Garmin
still
at home.
I think I have one of those. And, like, I still have just have a radio. Like, I don't...
Do you have a CD or cassette player?
I have both. I have a CD and a cassette player. And then we have a cassette that's supposed to be, like, that hooks up to someone's iPhone or something. Yeah, an aux cord. Uh-huh. But it's so bad.
It sounds real bad,
huh? So bad.
They sound worse than, like, AM radio.
Yeah, you might as well just listen to anything else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I would love to have a smart console. I think that would be cool.
I want those heated seats.
But I don't... Right?
Yeah. Oh, I love my heated seats.
Screw you.
But I don't really care either way. Like, everything's on my phone, and I have a way to mount my phone up so that I can see it as if it were in the center of my console. It's not that big of a deal for me.
The one thing I would like is, like, the backup camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be so cool.
Not going to lie. That would be really dope.
Although my car is so tiny, it doesn't really matter.
I just suck
at parking.
All right. So the next one is an alarm clock versus an Amazon Echo Spot.
Why? Alarm clock.
They're different.
Like, I don't...
Alarm clock only has one... Well, two if it's a radio.
Like, function. I use my phone.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I do have an alarm clock though still, but mm-hmm. I barely ever use it. But I don't want to like rely on, I don't know why, being like, Alexa, set an alarm. Like, I have less trust in that than me just doing it myself.
Because what if the power goes out and it dies or something?
Yeah, or what if Alexa decides she hates you?
Yeah, I don't know. She's starting to laugh for no reason. And that's the same thing, a kitchen timer versus the Amazon Echo.
You didn't hear about that?
Yeah.
There was like some random bug that it was just turning on and going.
We played it on air.
My friend said she was in the shower and somehow Alexa called her boyfriend's dad. And so she's in the shower hearing a man, because he answered it, just saying, hello, hello. And my friend was like, who the hell is in here? And somehow Alexa had called her boyfriend's dad. And
this is why I'm never getting one of those things.
They're cool in a sense. Like, this is why I would want it, because it's one of the things that has a kitchen timer versus an Amazon Echo. Like, when I'm in the middle of cooking and I'll yell at my phone, hey, like, can you please set a timer for 5 minutes so I don't have to touch it? I think that's the only cool thing, but I would rather just buy the timer than spending money on it.
No, I just put the timer on the microwave.
That too.
Yeah, microwave or oven. Yep. Occasionally I'll do it on my phone if I'm like looking at my phone right when I need to, but.
Someone says a piece of paper versus a tablet.
I'm all about the paper.
I'm about notes on paper. I have notebooks and notebooks because I just retain better.
I have so many journals. And for me, it's more of like an aesthetic thing.
Yeah.
I'm able to change up my handwriting and change up the color. And it's
doodle. The sound of the paper.
Yeah, and the feel of the paper. And
when we go to radio boot camp, I'm all about having a big notebook and just writing in it.
See, for me, it's like we have to send the emails too. So it's like if I have to send these notes, I'm not going to type them up again. So
you retain it better when your hand is physically making the motions.
Exactly.
So even when I was in college and I had classes that I would like type notes up, as soon as I got home, I would write them out, or vice versa.
Oh,
I would write them out and then go home and type them up. Because then you're getting that double repetition.
What I would end up doing if I went to college again, because I've thought about going back, is just taking a picture of the notes.
Dude,
And then just like writing them later, because sometimes they're like, too fast.
Yeah. Just, you know, set up a camera and film the entire lecture.
Yeah, but then you have to watch it over. Not going to lie, though, my hands cramp hella fast now.
Right.
The handwriting isn't like that popular.
It's not something that we do anymore.
Yeah, I got to like take a break, roll out my wrist.
Yeah, I was like I was taking super detailed notes because I was taking my boating license.
Boating?
Course. Yes.
Oh, okay, I said boning. I'm like, I don't know what
boning.
That is.
I did too, and I was like, yeah, Sage.
Some reason, I felt like fish boning, like you learning how to like scale a fish or whatever. But not quite.
Not quite. But yeah, my hand like kept cramping up, and I was like, "Oh my God, just keep writing, just keep writing."
This is so sad.
Eat a banana.
I have a bump. I don't know if you guys do, because of the way I hold the pencil, and I've had this since elementary school. I have like a bump right here. It's smaller, but you can still kind of see the bump from the pencil.
Right here.
Yep. It's like on my middle finger on that first knuckle.
Wow.
From my fingernail.
I didn't work too hard then, because I don't have that.
Well, like, it also depends.
I'm flipping her off right now.
Depends on how, like, you hold the pencil, because I've seen people, like, hold with all their fingertips on the top of the pencil.
Yeah, my friend does that. It's so weird.
But I kind of...
I feel like you don't have control.
No.
That's how she did it, though, and I was like, what?
I've tried to do that?
That,
and I'm like, I don't like it. So it's, yeah, very much holding, like, a regular pencil. Yeah. But, yeah, what kind of things do you guys like, the dumb versions of things? Like, I'm setting this to the listeners so they can text in and call in.
I'm just trying to think if there's any more, because I have the dumb car, I have the dumb phone.
I'm about notes, all about the notes, handwritten notes and sticky notes.
I'm pretty dumb, like, technology things. I'm pretty dumb. I don't know, I feel like everything you get on your phone now.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
Everything.
Yeah. Like, it's my favorite meme.
Shopping.
Jesus Christ, sorry. That was loud.
That's one.
My
dad
online?
And I always go like Christmas shopping, and we do this big thing, and it's usually this big extravaganza and this la la la. And like, you know, as years gone on, we can get everything on Amazon.
And that's sometimes the hard part, because like you'll go to a store, and it's not even like, if it's a mom and pop store, I will for sure pay more just to support the small mom and pop place. But if I'm going to like a big retail store, and they don't have what I'm looking for. I went in once. I'm like, I'm going to buy this board game for my friends that are married. I buy the family a game.
Yeah.
Instead of buying everyone individually a gift.
Yeah.
And I went in and it was like $25 for this game, right? And I'm like, let me just check Amazon. And I don't even think they had enough of the game. So I'd have to go to another store to get the third one, because it was three families. And they were all $13.
See?
So I immediately bought them right there. And I love going shopping during Christmas time because of the lights and the Santa and the music.
And the energy.
Love it. Yeah, and that was the other thing, too. The people, like, when I went there, I was like, I am never doing this again.
I hate it so much.
Because people are so dumb and they're so slow.
But I just think it's so, like, not, I don't know, you miss something when you just press a button and then it comes in a package. You don't get the whole, like, going out and really, like, searching for a gift for them or, like, you know what I mean?
I miss the tangible aspect of it, like being able to touch it and hold it and see what it looks like and see what it feels like and all that kind of stuff. And also, I'm so impatient. So when you go to a store and you buy it, you have it right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
But when
instant
you order
gratification.
It online, you have to wait. Like,
dude, it was so weird though. When I was at my friend's house, they were like, one of their friends didn't bring up a board game they wanted, and so her boyfriend was like, "Just Amazon Prime it. It'll be here in an hour."
Oh yeah, they have that.
I was literally like, an hour? Who's getting the game and bringing it over in an hour?
Like, yeah. So like, I know Amazon contracts out, and I've seen people deliver my stuff in like vans. Like, it's just somebody's almost like an Uber situation, but it's this. I don't know how they do it, but like, I'll have people coming in their regular cars dropping off my package.
But it
for
just
me.
Blows my mind that like they would have that game that they wanted, like someone right there.
Well, we are also
less than an hour away.
Seattle.
This was San Jose.
Oh, San Jose.
Makes it better, but
it depends on like the.
I mean,
the product, because we were playing games once and my friends, they lived in a really tiny loft and they're like, we only have two seats for this table. So like we only bought two, like let's buy another one. So we all got drunk and high, and then the chair showed up and we're trying to build it all drunk and high. So we build a third chair.
So,
and like, it was there in like an hour.
It blows my mind. I would for sure think we would have to go to a store, you know, or like a game store or a chair store. But no.
Nope.
Not
today.
I like it. I mean, I do like regular shopping. Like when it comes to clothes, I have to like go shopping because I'm in that weird middle ground where I'm like, I'm kind of this size, but I'm kind of that. Depends on
I need
the
to
style.
Try everything on too.
Depends on everything because nothing is fluid anymore.
Especially for women's clothing.
Yeah.
If you're a size 2 one day, you're a size 12 the next day because it's a different brand.
Yeah, it totally depends. Like I have a pair of pants from Old Navy.
Yeah.
And I have two different styles. I'm in 8 in one and a 10 in the other.
And you're like, what the hell?
I'm like, why aren't these the same?
Right? And it's from the same store, too.
They're from the exact same store. It's just that they have a different cut to them, but the waist should still fit the same.
Right. Yeah. I made that mistake. I went to Target and I bought a pair of pants and they were my favorite freaking pair of pants. And I have not seen them there since. And I want another pair because
I
ripped mine.
I hate when that happens.
I found the same pair, but they're maternity pants and I was very tempted.
YOLO.
But they had like the strap,
stretch pants. No, don't.
So I was just like, but it was the same cut, everything.
Pants.
Right, the Thanksgiving pants. But I was like, I found another pair very similar, and it might have been even the same brand, or I don't know. It was in Target. And I was like, okay, this is the same exact size of the other pair of pants. And they fit fine when I'm standing up. when I sit, it's like, Bustagana biscuits. It's not comfortable. So I don't wear them, but they're super cute and I want to wear them more often, but I just feel super bloated in them.
And you can't sit down. Those are the worst.
No. So when I'm at work, I'm just like, can I, like, how baggy is this sweater? Can I unbutton the top?
No one will notice.
Hoping nobody will notice. So yeah, clothing will definitely always be the old school unless it's like socks or
panties.
But Amazon is getting pretty good at a lot of their clothes are free returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Yep.
Oh, crap. I should probably check out my, I have a huge list.
No,
right now.
Don't check it out. You're saving for a house.
I know. I like look at them and like start deleting stuff. Cause I like saved a bunch of dresses recently. I'm like, I don't even think any of these will fit me, but cause it's
I like to
China
buy sweatshirts
sizes
online. I don't know what it is.
Sweatshirts?
Yeah.
Well, that's one, like, I don't know if you just get a big size are good.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a big size and have it be baggy. You can get a smaller size and just have it be
form-fitting.
Form-fitting.
It's all about checking out the reviews, though, because the freaking...
Oh, true.
When you buy stuff from China... Yes.
Always look at the photos.
And I always look for the girl that looks like me.
Yeah. And or just like how it's fitting on each different body type. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of deduce from there.
Because a lot of the like, I've bought like stuff from like either Groupon and Amazon, and they're from Chinese places, or Chinese factories, I should say. But their sizing is way different than ours.
Like so Rev's jacket today.
Yeah.
Rev got a jacket.
It's his Thanos jacket. And so he got a double XL and he told his wife, get a triple XL. So the double XL is very snug on him when normally that would be the decent
but
size.
It's from China. Yeah.
So Sarah's has a lot of my clothes that I bought that don't fit.
So speaking I'm okay with Sarah's you getting clothes bad. What?
I just looked over and I realized that your father is on your team.
Yeah.
Oh, and Migs.
Oh, yep, yeah, they
are. On the boobies.
Yeah. Hey, I thought you were going to say you noticed my bleached jacket.
Look at that. Where is it bleached on?
Barely.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Can't even notice that.
No, I was just black, noticing. I got a Sharpie.
No, it's like off
gray.
The million different
Honestly,
colors.
It looks kind of pink because you got the pink little stripes in the
looks
flannel. So it almost looks like it's, like, I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't said.
Okay, good. Never notice again. Pretend I didn't say anything.
I'm just going to notice your dad on your boobs.
Bob and Steve. Meeks.
Wait, that's Steve.
I feel like we should make pasties out of their faces.
I don't think we should.
I think that'd be hilarious.
How about Sage's
face.
My eye just twitched.
How about we get out of here because we ran over and the guy's got a podcast soon.
Okay.
All right, so we talked a lot of technology today. If you guys believe that there's something else that we should be deleting on Facebook or we should not have on Facebook, let us know. Same with what do you think of pop sockets if you have one. Also, what are some things that you prefer the dumb version of as opposed to the smart version?
Like touch screens. That's another one. Sorry. God, I could keep thinking. Touch screens can suck it.
Oh, I love like wood burning fireplaces.
Oh, yeah.
Gas ones, I mean, they're fancy. I used to have a fancy one at the townhouse I used to live in, but
they're so easy, though. You just flick a button.
Just like it's literally flip a switch, but it's like the wood burning. You get the crackle and.
I prefer manuals to automatics.
Ooh.
What? That's kind of hot.
Yes. You're going to make Sarah all dirty.
I tried to drive one. It wasn't fun.
I love it.
I do too, but I wouldn't want one working in Seattle.
That.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it sucks in traffic, but for the most part, I love it.
All right. Well, let us know, guys, and we'll talk to you guys next time. We might have a special guest next week, so definitely tune in.
It won't be me.
Thank God.
Bye.
Wow.